Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural marketing and planning meeting Tuesday, January 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9.87, down 24 and a quarter on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9.44, down 18 and a half on the open. May, 9.56, down 21 and a half. July, 8.57, down 21 and a half. September, 8.68, down 19. December, 8.81, down 18 on the open. March corn opened at 4.84 and a half, down 13 and three quarters on the open. May, 4.92 and a half, down 18. July, 5.01 and a half, down 18. September, 4.98, down 17 and a quarter. December, 4.95, down 20. March of 2009, 5.04 and a half, down 16 and three quarters on the open. March beans opened at 12.20, down 44 on the open. May, 12.39, down 44 and a quarter. July, 12.59, down 38 and a half. November, 12.19, down 36 and a quarter. March of 2009, 12.70, down 11 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3.30, down 9.30 on the open. May, 3.35.40, down 10.60. March soybean oil opened at 51.70, down 44 on the open. May, 52.25, down 154. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 98.50, up 82 and a half on the open. February live cattle, 90.35, down 65. February lean hogs, 55.10, up 12 and a half. And February bellies, 84 even, down 20 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, off of the opening bell, we're seeing that commodities, grains in particular, are beginning to attempt to claw their way back up into something resembling a position where you might think that maybe not a lot of technical damage will be done on these charts. What are you hearing from the floor?
Well, I think, we did see not quite the sell-off that some are looking for. If it hadn't been for the Feds cutting the interest rate 0.75% this morning, there was talk that we could see limit down in some of the futures here today. I think that there's some people still saying that, we still have the idea that food is still king out there, and food and energy, and saw the recovery over in the crude oil. Crude oil is only down $1.39 now. We're $3 off the low in crude this morning. The gold has recovered. Gold is actually $9 higher. We are $40 higher than the low in the gold. And I think the outside markets are telling us that we're getting a little bit of reaction back that way. Also, the Dow only down 186. And if we'd taken the S&Ps and figured where the Dow would have been today, where they were yesterday, would have been down over 500. So that's 300 points better than what they were synthetically trading yesterday.
So all in all, it appears that the Fed announcement for 0.75 is helping the equities to some degree this morning.
Yes.
How do we go into the closing bell, though, today?
Well, I guess that's a big question, Dave. I guess, we'd like to see all of our presidential candidates sort of rally around the bipartisan program that we're hoping for. The idea is to try to jumpstart this economy instead of yelling and screaming and telling the world how bad it is. I think that would be a very good start. I think number two, I think as we look back, we're probably going to stay under pressure for the day. But it isn't going to be the limit down type day that we were looking for. You know, we hearing a lot about the world economy suffering, the recession that might be worldwide and whatever that way. And I think that a little bit of confidence building back in here would be a good thing. But, you know, a lot of problems out there yet with the subprime and how some of these banks are at. But we noticed in some of the reporting this morning that was only National City Bank that reported an actual loss for the quarter. The rest were down sharply from what they'd been in the past, but they were still in the black on their reporting. So if the banks can stay in the positive in the black, well, I think that maybe the economy is in better shape than we hoped.
Certainly from a technical standpoint, if you look at the charts, it has some work to do today because, for example, in the harvest month, November beans, we came off the lows today at 1206 and three quarters off the opening bell, rallied as high as 1234 and a half, and that is where the, and that is at the gap where it gapped off the opening bell and the 10-day moving average, and I've got to wonder what kind of resistance level that might provide on the balance of the session.
It probably is going to be a gap that's going to be a little hard to overcome today unless we you know, continue to see the Dow continue to strengthen. And if that would happen, why, I think that and the crude oil is probably going to have a better reaction than just the technical point, Dave.
Otherwise, an island top in the making?
It's possible.
Go ahead then and give us your analysis of the corn charts.
Well, I mean, the corn here, we've broken back here. You know, we are looking at the May corn under $5 here this morning, pushed through that, Dave. But, you know, we've moved up so hard and so fast, we can have a setback and still not do a lot of damage to these charts. I think that all in all, they're going to watch the outside markets more than they look at the charts on what's going on here today.
Where then, though, from a chartist standpoint, would you say, oh, that's damage? Are you looking at breaking the 20-day moving average in the corn chart, for example, in the harvest D's of 493 and a half or something a little bit south of that?
Well, I think that that would do some damage, Dave, but I mean south of that to do the major damage because, you know, we're still at tremendously, you know, we've moved up so far so fast that we can't use just our regular old numbers and looking and feeling along the way. I think that there's some room here and still to not take this out of a bull market.
What should producers be doing today, especially those that are maybe behind on their marketings?
Well, you know, it's a catch-22 situation here. If we, I think that if they don't have some puts in place, that maybe it's time to do a little catch-up with that. Are we saying just plain market? Are we still thinking along the idea of the puts? I think with some of the weather forecasts, some of the vagaries out there with things going on, we're probably still favoring, if they have not done a certain percentage of cash, first doing some puts before not doing a lot of cash.
Are you looking for short-term puts to get you through the end of February or something a little longer?
Depending on the individual, I think that either way is fine. I think that there should be some that should be put out in the harvest months, and I think that there's a percentage that should be put closer to get us through the February time period. And I say that through, it would be very good to see and know what the prices are going to be on this crop insurance and knowing what they can, if they're going to pay the big money to have that crop insurance, what they're going to be able to put a bottom in with that.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at the current trade in Kansas City. March wheat now at 10.04, fast trade down 7.25 at the board of trade. March wheat 9.48 down 14.5. July 8.66.5 down 12. March corn, fast trade there for 88.75 down 9.5. May $5 down 10.5. July 5.09 down 10.5. December 5.02 down 13. March beans 12.34.5 down 29.5. Now down 29 at 12.35. May 12.53.5 down 29.75. July 12.67 down 30.5. Fast trade in the Nove pit 12.21 down 34.25. March soybean meal 3.32 down 7.30. March soybean oil at 51.87 down 127. Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he tells us in the north and central sections, cloudy with scattered light snow showers and flurries during the morning, mostly cloudy and windy during the afternoon. In the south, cloudy with a mix of light snow, freezing, drizzle, and drizzle during the morning, and mostly cloudy during the afternoon. Highs ranging from 10 in far northwestern Illinois to 38 in the far south. Tonight, in the north, mostly cloudy. In central and southern sections, partly cloudy, lows ranging from 2 in far northwestern Illinois to 18 degrees in the far south. Tomorrow, in the north, cloudy with periods of light snow in central sections, increasing cloudiness with snow arriving late in the day. In the south, mostly sunny, and highs ranging from 12 in far northwestern Illinois to 37 degrees in the far south. Quick look at outside markets for you. The U.S. dollar at 76.33 is off 67 cents. February crude, 88.20 down 237. The March, 88.35 down 157. Of course, these are some delayed quotes for you here. The S&P 500 at 13.11.89 is down 13.30. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.